Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, so wonderful to be reunited again. An entire region is glad for your presence.
Since you like to sing so much.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Reunited, cause we understood.
I don't know the rest.
There's one perfect thing in Pompey, this what it is. We both are so excited, cause we're reunited. Hey.
You like that, Sean? And why didn't you join in?
He's affecting me. I've become this Joe Stark. Whenever song he's singing in the day, I do it throughout the course of the day. Sean, what's happening?
What was the name of that group, Bob?
Peaches and Herb.
That was terrific,
Peaches
guys.
And Herb or Herb? Wasn't his name Herb?
Herb.
I don't think it was Herb Brooks in that group, was it?
No.
What do you remember about him, Bob, when he coached the Penguins?
Oh, I loved the... if you saw it, like, in between games or after a game when he was really fired up, he would not hold back. That's what I always liked about him. He reminded me Bob Berry. Do you remember Bob Berry?
Oh, yeah.
What he used to do?
Yeah. Those two guys had the two of the three greatest rants in Penguins history,
exactly.
Along with Therrien.
Michael Therrien, yeah. So, yeah.
Herbie lived in a hotel right here in Greentree. I interviewed him in the hotel room.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was walking one day, and J.S. Auban was walking his dog, and Herbie bent down to pet the dog and threw out his back. Did you know that?
That sounds like the territory we're walking in these days.
It really does. The other thing with Herbie is he just wasn't happy with, like, the hockey world at that point. He wasn't cut out for the NHL. Can we agree on that?
No. I mean, you know, the thing that I remember, obviously, most is the gold medal and all of that. That's the fact that it becomes a movie is pretty amazing. But, yeah, I think he wanted more of an opportunity to showcase skating and the, you know, the finesse of the game, the skating of the game.
Remember his opening press conference when he shredded Kevin Constantine? He said, we're not going to skate backwards anymore like Peggy Fleming. We're going to move forwards. He just seemed distracted the whole time, Bob.
Yeah. And sadly, the way he died, too, that's another scary thought.
That was. I'll never forget. I used to travel with the team on the plane back then. I swear to you, he was more interested in teaching me the stock market and mutual funds than he was in the games. I've told this story before. They got blown out one night in Ottawa. 6-0, 8-2, I don't know. So we're on the team plane afterward. I'm thinking, man, I don't want to be near the coach or anybody else. He comes and sits next to me with the USA Today money page in hand. And he's like, Joe, this is, you know, he starts pointing out all these different things right after the game, Bob.
That's terrific. See, those are priceless moments. How many people can say that?
That's true. I mean, that was.
Did he know you were interested in money?
I wasn't. That's the thing. So he was trying to, evangelize me into, you got to get a retirement account going here, buddy, or you're not going to have any money when you retire. What
very
a man
smart,
he was.
Very smart. That's a lesson for all young people out there. Get it going early, save all the money you waste on stupid stuff. Try to put it away and save some.
Bob, guess who's on the line this morning? I don't know why he's not in person. Is he on vacation? Where are you, Tyler Kennedy?
Kennedy.
Oh, you're playing
Kennedy.
Golf. You're in Pittsburgh.
That's what he's doing.
Exactly.
So, at least I was very transparent with this, Tyler, the other day when I was playing. I told Joe and Austin beforehand, I said, I'm going to be at this event, but I'll call you and I'll put the earbuds in and we'll talk as I play. Are you doing that?
No, I'm actually down in Charleston. My daughter's at a dance competition right now.
She's a very good dancer. I have to tell you that. I'm glad she didn't take after you there.
I know. She, yeah. If you would have saw me on the dance floor, no one worked harder, but I can't dance. But I was golfing Friday at Neverwood. I went in the rough, and I went to smoke one on 15. I was like 250 yards out. And my hybrid got stuck in the long grass. And I have now I have a real bad sprain on my wrist.
Wow.
And who says golf isn't physical?
I can't. I'm like, my wife's laughing her butt off because she's like, you're the only guy to ever get hurt golfing.
Not true.
No?
No. I messed up a rib once, and I couldn't swing for 2 months.
I've missed 8 months out of my career with torn rib cartilage. I needed to get injections into my hand for a problem. Pulled muscles. You're not the only guy, Tyler.
Yeah, it. You know what? I feel I'm not a good guy when I'm hurt either, because I felt like I was hurt enough during my career. I thought when I retired that like I was done getting hurt, and that's not the case. You know, I feel like all my old injuries are coming up, and I'm just battling. I'm just like getting old and battling.
Well, let's not bury the lead here. One of our favorite shows in the Starkey household of all time is Dance Moms. I know every episode by heart. Softball moms, volleyball moms, and dads, I might add, on both parents, are interesting enough, but there's nothing like Dance Moms. I don't know if you've seen the show. What's the vibe like there with the other parents, Tyler? It has to be interesting.
Definitely very interesting. And my daughter watches Dance Moms religiously. It's like insane. But here, like, I feel like the moms, this is just a quick take. The moms take dance more serious than the dads take hockey.
I agree.
In my, like, when you see, like, I can ask any mom at the convention if they know their daughter's dance, and they know it to a T. They probably know it better than the daughter, which is, like, hilarious. You know, but it's fun. I love watching my daughter compete and, you know, dance in front of other people. It obviously takes a lot of, you know, guts to get up there and dance in front of people. But it's been fun. Like, Charleston's beautiful. We're ditched downtown. It's nice. It's a nice little town, but it's hot. It's like 90 degrees, not much wind, and it's a battle sometimes going for walks.
Now, do you heckle the other contestants?
Come on, Joe.
No, because they have dads too, and I got a bad wrist, and it's my good hand. Yeah, you got to pick your spots, boys. You can't go after guys, especially when you're hurt. You know, you got to find the smallest guy in the crowd.
Bob, did your daughters dance, and did you go to these contests,
absolutely.
And did you experience Rosalind, the ferocity of the parents?
Not really. I mean, Rosalind Kenneth School of Dance was the place we went, and they were good, big dancers. We had them on our free care fun show that we did for Children's Hospital every year, and they put together dances, and they were really good, and they had some great teachers over there, and it's very competitive. A lot of these dance competitions get very competitive, and you're right, Tyler, they, you know, for young kids especially, to get on stage and do it, especially solos or stuff like that where you don't have a whole group with you, that's good. It's a good learning experience for all of them.
Yeah, it's yeah, solos are pretty, because you can't pass the blame on to anyone, right? It's solely right. on you, you know? And so my daughters go to Thomas.
Yeah, that's where my granddaughters go now. Thomas, I saw you down there.
Yeah.
We just had two recitals.
Really?
Yes.
Bob?
What's that?
It's a real treat, right?
How about that? They packed those, but I'll give them credit, because back in the day, Tyler, you know, what the routine was, okay, they had one day dedicated to everything. So you would be there for 12 hours. And, you know, now it's changed, and the Thomas School does a good job of kind of breaking it off into two weekends. So at least you're not there, and you know when your kids are going to dance, so you don't have to stay for the whole thing.
Right, and that helps a ton, like a lot. Yeah, it's just right now we're here all day. Like and my daughter does one. She doesn't even do a solo, but she's here all day. It's pretty intense, and it's more of like, for me, I'm like the guy keeping my other two contained. My other two kids, I'm just trying to keep entertained in like a school gym. It's like, it's tough. I got my little bud, my little TK, running up hills in the parking lot, getting some work in for hockey. But it's a lot, you know, and it's a lot different than hockey. it's, you don't travel every weekend. You just go for three big weekends and that's kind of it. And that's your year. So it's been a bit of adjustment getting used to this dance stuff. But what the best thing for me is
doing radio with us to occupy some of your time.
Yeah. 100%. But I can't give my daughters a tip or nothing like that about dance. Even I think my kid likes golf. TK loves golf because I can't give him tips in hockey. He's probably so tipped out or giving him advice and all this stuff. He's just like, Dad, shut up. Or in golf, I'm at Neville Wood asking other dads, like, hey, why is he fluffing the ball? And, you know, you ask any other golf guy what's going on with your swing, you know, they're going to come up and help you out. So it's been interesting not being able to help them in different sports.
You should show up ripped to one of these competitions like Dennis Hopper in Hoosiers. Remember that, Bob?
Yes.
Was that his name? Actor? Dennis Hopper, right?
I think so, right? Is that right, Sean?
Legendary.
Is that right? I think that's right.
A legendary performance. But let's, before we get to the Stanley Cup final, Tyler, Connor McDavid could be on the market here. He has 1 year left on his deal. All he has to do is say, I'm not going to sign here, and you almost have to trade him unless he's set on going, you know, one more year in Edmonton and then seeing how much money he can make, which he might do in free agency. But just for blanks and giggles here, if you were the Penguins, what would you offer for Connor McDavid?
They can't offer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enough. That would never happen.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I would...
10 first-rounders and anyone on the team.
How many first-rounders?
5 first-rounders and anyone on the team.
I was talking today to a couple other people. I would offer 7 first-round picks and anybody they wanted other than Sid.
You're doing the Ricky Williams treatment, huh?
Yeah, anybody they wanted other than Sid and 7 first-round picks is what I would do. It's the best player on the planet, and he's 28 years old, Bob. Now, you'd have to be able to sign him, obviously, to make that make sense. But Bob and Tyler, I mean, this guy could legitimately be on the trade market.
He could be. Tyler, what do you say?
Like, I can't believe the Edmonton Oilers management can't get a better supporting staff around Connor McDavid. When I look at trade deadline, and you have Seth Jones and Marchand that are getting shipped out, I am living on the phone with those GMs. I'm offering them everything and trying to get ahead of Florida. Like, I think Edmonton Oilers would have won if they had Seth Jones and Brad Marchand. Like, I cannot believe that they didn't make those kind of moves and who they went after. Like, the what really hurt the Florida Panthers, or sorry, what really hurt the Edmonton Oilers was depth. Depth was the whole thing in goaltending. But if you added one more good D to Edmonton, it changes. Now you can go back from Bouchard to, say, a Seth Jones, and now even on the top 4 or top 6, you're going from Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and then you come back with a Brad Marchand, who's probably, behind McDavid and Draisaitl, was probably the best player on the ice. Now you can work with that. But when I watched that final game, I was just looking forward to see McDavid and Draisaitl back on the ice, because the other guys, they just did not bring enough to the table. And no matter who you are, you can say Connor McDavid, but when you have your top 9 players and your top 4 D-man and a guy like Bobrovsky playing against Connor, they're going to be able to shut him down. You got the whole six players on there, including the goalie, just trying to stop them. They're giving them the outside. They're clogging up the middle. He was trying so hard, but they were just so good at relieving pressure, clogging up the middle, not giving them much. Like, I felt bad for him. And, you know, I think Connor McDavid's going to have a huge conversation with management and be like, guys, I'm giving you one more year. If we don't pick up some legit players, I'm out of here. I can see what happens with Gretzky. Same thing with Gretzky. Like, and for him to come to the Penguins, I'm just not sure if that's a place where he is high on his list. I think playing with Sidney Crosby is, but
what would I be? What would be number one on your list if you were Connor McDavid and it wasn't Edmonton?
L.A. I think they have a young team. I think
they have a good team too.
Yeah,
and they have a good team and
they need a superstar like that. And they have a couple who used to be, not anymore. But yeah, that would make sense.
And I think Connor McDavid is not like loves the limelight. I think he likes to sit in the weeds. I don't think he's like this big like social media guy. I think he likes to do his thing and kind of just play hockey. I don't think he's that big face. Like, I don't think he's that bigger in life personality that you're going to get a ton from. And I think when you go to a place like L.A., when you leave that rink, you're like anyone else on the street. There's probably 10 more people that have way more money than you walking down the street. So when I went to San Jose, it was unbelievable because we were like the poorest people in San Jose. We were like professional hockey players just because of, you know, the city we were in. And I think a Connor McDavid would thrive with not having that much attention and just playing hockey. And you look at their team, like they had they're a team that beat Edmonton Oilers the first two games. Like, they're a team that's up and coming. So I think LA Kings would be a great team for him to go to. I just wonder what the management of the Oilers is going to do, because this summer is a very busy summer for the Edmonton Oilers. And if they don't do something, I can see Connor McDavid leaving the Edmonton Oilers. But the problem is he going to leave without Draisaitl? Him and Draisaitl are the best 1-2 punch since Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do this summer.
To your earlier statement, and I agree with this, I think, if anything, he could be motivated to tell the people in charge, hey, look what they did and why didn't we do this? For me, when I saw the Marchand trade to Florida, I said, of all people, he fits right into what they do. He's a high-impact player, but he plays that nasty style. They have a lot of that in Florida. This is also a bad time to be around a team like Florida because they just got every component that you would want. But for them to get up those two guys at the trade deadline, kudos to them. They came up with two pieces. That may be the best, Joe, could be the best trade that we've seen at a trade deadline in a decade. What he offered them and what he was able to do in the playoffs, and that doesn't even take into account Seth Jones, who was really another tremendous add for them. So, I think this offseason is going to say it. I just don't see him leaving right now. I don't. Unless it gets very ugly. But they went to the finals two straight years. They were close, seven games last year, you know, and it almost went that way this year. So, I don't know.
Guys, don't you see, guys, like, when I watched his post-game interview after they lost, it didn't seem like he was an emotional and cared and thought he had a chance like the years before. When I watch it, it was like very interesting because he almost knew they had too strong a team to compete. Where last year he was losing, he was crying, he was going, boys, we got to go now. This year he was almost like, guys, like, this team is like so rock solid from top to bottom. And then consistently, like, didn't you see that in his interviews? Like, it just looked like he knew they were better than they were.
Yeah, that was hard for me to tell, but with an ending like that, you know, maybe he was just numb. You know what I mean? It was clear to me, Tyler, that Florida was the better team throughout. I felt that way going in. That's why I picked them in six, and frankly, it could have been a sweep or five. They were that much better. Would you agree?
100%. Like, when you watch just a period, like, you're almost surprised Edmonton won two games. Like, when I watch, I'm like, how did Edmonton win two games? And if they would have actually started on time in Edmonton, like, they would have probably might have won that game too. But just, like, like Florida was so dialed in from start to bottom. It was like, it was crazy. Like every line did their job so well. Their energy guys played their energy, their goalie. Like you want to talk about maybe a Conn Smythe winner. Like, was there a goalie in the playoffs that was more consistent than Bobrovsky? Like, I didn't see it. Like,
if I were Connor McDavid, that's the one thing I would say behind closed doors to my GM. I say, you know what? We have the same disease that Toronto has. We can't have goal. You know, those guys did the best they could, but they're not on the same level. They need goaltending.
And that third goal in the last game when Skinner kicked it off to he kicked it off to. Reinhardt, and Reinhardt scored, that changed the game. Like, that put the nail in the coffin. That was, like, unbelievable. And that was, like, a rookie goalie mistake. That was, like, a first-year goalie. What are you doing? Like, these guys are way too good to give up a rebound.
He has to catch that puck and not let a rebound occur.
Exactly. And that's, like you said, Bob, like, that might be the biggest problem on that team is their goaltending. Like when you're switching goaltenders in the final, that's a pretty big problem right there.
All right, Tyler, coming up next, you're available for another segment. I'm just assuming that. Am I right?
Yeah, boys, I can talk all day. I got time.
All right.
Time. Did you make a wrong turn there? You had Siri talking to you. Boy,
if you would see what's on this guy's my plate right now, it's insane.
All right, we'll talk next about a very interesting add to the Penguins coaching staff and a little bit about the Penguins offseason. Tyler Kennedy brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Here's a rundown of what's happening on today's show. Well, we got Tyler, and then we have a six-pack. That's the immediate future. And Bob and I have a bunch of different pirate topics. Maybe an NBA topic involving a local kid. Mm-hmm. We got Steelers things going on, everything. Six-pack brought to you by Bet365 and Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Bob, if people want to get in touch with Sean, don't call me Seth Myers, or relay a question to us. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you, and you have a message for the Pompulists.
I do, Joe, and this is big news from West Shore Home. You know, for a limited time, you could lock in 4th of July savings. You know, this is the time of year you want to make changes to your home. You know, the rain is going to subside here, hopefully, and we're going to see 95-degree temperatures next week. So this could be a great time for you, especially if you're looking to improve your bath, your windows, your doors. Free installation on your new bath, windows, or doors. They also have flexible financing options to make your project even more affordable. But here's the kicker. All you got to do is go to westshorehome.com/fan, and you'll get an extra $500 off your project just for being a listener. So don't wait. This offer will not last. This free installation, great finance options, and $500 of savings, westshorehome.com/fan. See the website for details, but surely make it West Shore Home this summer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.